This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's an old story about a French nobleman who sat quietly on a tufted sofa while his wife, the Marquise, was in the other room having a baby. He sat there, probably polishing his fingernails or doing something equally idle and aristocratic, until the nurse entered the room bearing what turned out to be triplets. The Marquis was delighted. "Please to give my thanks and compliments to Madame," he told the nurse, and then pointing to the infant on the left, he said, "and tell her that I choose this one." See, it's a funnier story when you use a ridiculously over-the-top French accent, but the point is the same. Some people just like choosing from among available options. The chooser in the TV business is the executive in charge of picking which ideas for TV shows will move forward to pilot scripts, which pilot scripts get shot, which shot pilots go to series. Of course, there are a lot of other considerations at play, like whether or not a big-name star could be added to the mix, say, or if they're already paying the creative team some outrageous sum. But at a certain point, every top-of-the-org-chart TV executive sits on the equivalent of a tufted sofa, usually some kind of expensively designed ergonomic desk chair, and points to the baby he or she wants to keep. The other babies, scripts, ideas, books, notions, even expensively filmed television pilot episodes, are whisked away to, well, to not a good place, shall we say. Now, they announce their choices at Upfronts, a kind of TV advertisers convention in New York, just happened a few weeks ago, where the choosers say which TV series they're going to be spending billions of dollars to produce and try to gin up some enthusiasm from another group of choosers, the advertisers. See, that's the problem with being a chooser. No matter how powerful you feel, there's always another chooser just above you. Executives in Hollywood rely on a lot of data to make their choices, market testing results, audience surveys, that sort of thing, but it basically all comes down to human intuition. No one really knows or can predict which shows will be global blockbusters and which will be quickly forgotten. The choosers are all human, which makes them imperfect and flawed, but what if the choosers aren't human? Facebook, that ubiquitous, always-on, always-watching social network, has a complicated array of algorithms to determine what exactly you're interested in. Every time you log into your Facebook account, and the same is true for its scrappier rival Twitter, the all-knowing machine records your clicks and scrolls and develops a finer and fuller picture of the kind of person you are and what arrests your attention. Facebook and its cousins have taken the human touch out of the choosing business and thereby the possibility of showing you something you don't want to see. But how many times have you found yourself clicking through a website or article you didn't even know you were interested in? How many times have you discovered an interesting movie or TV show just by clicking through the channels on your television? If you're like me, the answer is, that's almost all I do. That kind of serendipitous discovery is random and unplanned. And it's unpredictable by a person or by an algorithm. TV executives can't possibly know whether the shows they've chosen will be more successful and popular than the ones they haven't, any more than the arrogant French aristocrat could know for certain that the infant he chose to keep was going to grow up smart and successful. My intuition tells me that the other two he didn't choose probably went on to great things. The world does seem to work out that way, doesn't it? And that's it for this week. Next week, we will make it funny. For KCRW,